97X Owensboro's best rock. It's Tatum, and you've been listening to Tatum in the AM, and it's time for our local rock minute. And today I am being joined by Justice Freeman, aka Jay the Singer, right?
Good morning. Yes, yes.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you here in the 97X studio. Kicking it off, just kind of tell me about yourself and who you are.
Yeah, so my name is Justice Freeman. You already went over that, but I'm from Owensboro mainly. I grew up here. I went to Faust Elementary School. I went to OMS when it was called the 5-6 Center.
Yeah.
I had to wear the goofy polos for like 1 year, and then I gave up on it. I've lived a little bit everywhere. We moved to Bowling Green around 2010, lived there for a couple of years. And then we moved to Georgia for a couple of years, and then we moved back to Owensboro because we had some family that was there, and we just decided we wanted to come home. And then I met my now wife in high school at OHS, and then we had a kid, and then we had a bunch more kids, and then now we're here. But yeah, my singing has just started. When I was a kid, I would kind of like, I wouldn't be good, but I would sing and, you know, hum along with music. And my parents were really good at singing. So we just, they practice with me and we just keep practicing. And I still have a lot that I want to learn, but I feel like we're at a good spot now to just, you know, what we've been doing so far. So
that's awesome. So you started singing when you were a little bit younger. Have you always had a certain style of music that you align with more, you feel?
It always just depended on what mood I was in. I feel like that I sing country the best. I feel like it fits my voice the best, but I mean, it just depends. If I'm listening to it, I listen to however I feel, but country, pop, some rock, stuff like that, I can do pretty well. But I try to fit the best songs that go with my voice to what I sing. So that's what we've been doing so far. Most of my set list for the shows are country music.
Okay. So have you been performing since you were younger, or is the live performing something that you've recently started?
Well, I was in choir, so we've done like stuff at that level. But
right.
As far as doing shows, my first show by myself was a couple weeks ago, and it was a restaurant in Tell City, the Poor House, a great place. And, you know, for some people that might seem like a big deal, but man, I'll tell you what, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Just to have people there listening to me.
Right. It's a different feeling, isn't it?
Oh man, it was great. I was elated. Like there was no feeling like that. And we have a couple more. So I'm going to go back to the Poor House.
I know that you have a kind of a following on TikTok. Is that kind of where you took a jump in a leap into performing live?
Honestly, I've tried everything. I've tried like Facebook. My following on Facebook didn't really work a whole lot. I've tried YouTube. It didn't really work a whole lot. And TikTok, I haven't really tried to grind it out full time except
right.
The past 2 years, but I've been on there since it was Musical.ly, which was, I had an account before this one that got banned. I hate it, but I'm kind of glad because there was some
really embarrassing stuff. I can say the same thing about my TikTok, honestly.
And, people that are listening to this, if you see some of my videos now, you're going to be like, why is he worried to be embarrassed? These are much worse. I understand that. But I don't know. I just, TikTok has allowed me to get a larger following than any other platform so far.
Right.
And I'm very thankful for all that. And it just continues to grow. So it's definitely something I've been trying to work on. There's not really a formula, though. I mean, people ask me because they want to try and thrive on social media, and I don't have an answer because I don't know.
Right.
It's hit and miss. Some of my videos do really well. A lot of them don't do well at all, and it's those can be a little disheartening. But you just got to remember, it's just like with anything, you just keep doing it. You know,
right.
Keep working at it. Don't
keep
get
grinding.
Discouraged. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So do you feel like for you, we talked about keep grinding, keep growing. Do you feel like music is something that you'll continue to do for the rest of your life?
I hope so. God willing. I would love to do this as a full-time job. Like it's right now I'm working like 50 to 60 hours a week at a day job. And then I get off and I come do this for, you know, I'll be on social media for 4 or 5 hours a
day,
whether it's live streaming, editing videos. And I'm very blessed and fortunate that I'm able to do that, but it's like I'm never not working. Like I'm either, as soon as I wake up, I'm getting ready, I'm going through social media and doing stuff. I go to work, come home, try to take care of my kids, raise a family, and then it's social media all night. It's
right.
It's exhausting. But yeah, I hope so. I mean, we have, there's a event. I have to get the details, but it's going to be in Owensboro. It's like a barbecue. It's going to be like the week before the barbecue festival.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
It's kind of like a charity thing.
Oh, sick. Okay.
You know, so I want to keep trying to book. I talked to River Marks. I believe him and his fiance run the Crim. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and do a show there. So
that's awesome. We love the Crim. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Can you tell me something that you might want the people to know about you and your music that they don't know?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't play any instruments, so there's that. And I am a perfectionist. Biggest thing is that hopefully I can keep this no matter what point I get to, is that people can always come to me if they need to talk, you know, if they need something. I can't promise that I'll get back to you super quickly, but I want to stay grounded. I don't want to be like these people that they do like one or two little things and like they think they're better than everybody.
Right. Right. That's not it. You want to have that humble brag. 100%. I get that.
I want them to know that I'm there for them just as much, because no matter what point you're at, you're not anybody without your fans. If you don't have your followers, you're not.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to get, you know, so.
Shout out 97X listeners.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
All right. Well, let me know and let the people who are listening know, where can we find out more information about your music and all about you, Justice?
100%. The TikTok handle is JTheSinger2022. That's where I post most of my covers. My Snapchat is JTheSinger2022, and that's just kind of like daily vlog type stuff. YouTube is the same. I don't really post on there a whole lot, but it's there. And then Facebook, again, that's going to be for like the biggest detailed posts about events, and that's just facebook.com/justice.freeman. So follow that, and then any businesses involved that want to email me for any kind of stuff like that, it's jthesingerbiz@gmail.com. That's my stuff.
All righty. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know, Justice?
The biggest thing that I want to tell people, and this is, I've been talking about this a lot, do not let anybody stop you from doing what you want to do. There is a guy named Les Brown. You need to look him up and listen to him. He tells great things. The only limitations we have for ourselves are the ones that we set. You know, we can do whatever we want. I obviously am not like super successful yet, but I'm working 50 to 60 hours a week, raising a family, and still making this stuff happen for myself with your all's help. So please don't give up on your dreams. Always pursue that, and don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, because you can.
Awesome. That is some great motivation for our Thursday. Thank you so much, Justice, for joining us.
Thank you
for having me. And having a spot here on the 97X Rock Minute.